Hey everybody, welcome to the Blade Runner Minute. We're your hosts, I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And this is Minute 40. We're trying out a new recording device. It's my microphone just crapped out on us, my Samson Meteor mic.
Samsung?
No, S-A-M-S-O-N.
Like Samson, like Delilah?
Samson, yeah.
Like, hey there, Delilah.
For no reason. I mean, we've only been using it for a few months.
Yeah, but you've been using it longer than that with your music.
Piece of garbage.
Your music.
So, we're recording on my iPhone for now. And depending on how this goes, maybe we'll just stick with this.
Okay.
Because I ain't buying more stuffs.
Until we're sponsored?
Yeah.
Hear that, sponsors? We need a new microphone.
You hear that, Samson?
I'll eat whatever chicken or hamburgers you want me to sell because they are good.
We need a sponsor, Samson Meteor Mics, that break after a few months. Minute 40 starts with...
I'm hungry, JF.
Chris saying, I'm hungry, JF, and it ends with an elevator going up to JF's place, JF's crib.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, what did you think about minute 40?
You really see how manipulative... in case anyone doesn't hear it in my voice, I have a sinus infection and an ear infection, and I just came from the doctors and they gave me medicine, so it's starting to kick in, which is awesome. But I need to eat and lay down and take a nap, but I'm doing it anyway because I love you guys. But you, at the beginning of the minute, she's like, I'm hungry, JF, and he's like, I got stuff inside. And he invites her in.
That's exactly how he said it, too.
And she's like, I was hoping you'd say that. And then the instant he turns away, her face completely changes.
That's my face when my boss tells me something. I'm like, no problem. And he turns around. I'm like, I'm going to stab you in the back of the head.
And she's manipulating him. And what isn't any different, really, than how she's been used. She is a pleasure model. You know, we talked about it earlier. We know that from Brian's office. She's completely for someone else's pleasure. Used and abused. She is clearly an organism that can feel pleasure. She's human, right? She's an bioengineered human. She can feel things, but people probably have no qualms about being absolutely terrible to her in every way, shape,
and imagine. Why are you bringing that up now, though? Why do you think? Why do you relate?
Because that's why she probably feels no problem doing this to this guy.
Well, she has a job to do.
In addition to, even when you have a job to do.
Making that face implies an emotional response.
Yes.
So it's a little weird.
Because they're starting to have emotional responses. Because they now have a memory base for it. Her memory base is, humans treat me like crap.
Very good. Oh, yeah.
Humans treat me like crap. Yeah. They've always treated me like crap. We're better than them. I don't have to take this shit. I could do anything I want to get what I want because I'm better than them.
That's the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. That's Magneto and Sauron and the Blob and Mystique. That's their
They're right. Do I agree with their methods? Absolutely not. I agree with Professor X because I am peace-loving. But they're right. Like, you have powers that we don't understand. She is faster than us, stronger than us. She may be smarter than us if we gave her any kind of memories or anything to build a basis on. She's genetically engineered not to have the same problems we do. They don't get sick the way we get sick. They don't break down the same way we break down.
And for all these reasons, JF deserves what's about to happen to him?
I didn't say that. In her mind, she feels he does. I think later on they start to feel bad for him a little. At least she does. But we'll see.
I don't think so at all.
I know I have a lot of compassion for him because, you know, he's just simple-minded. You know, we recycle zippy bags.
Not that one.
The one that was in Katerina's school that all her friends ate out of, that you just ate out of?
Nobody knows what Katerina is. So JF invites Pris in for food.
Yes.
Her smile shifts behind his back. It's pretty scary. The music changes completely. The music kicks in.
Yes.
And it's just...
Because before that we heard rain.
Yeah, it's just ominous, scary music.
And then there's that blimp.
There's a shot of the off-world blimp through the ceiling.
With the geisha smoking.
With Alexa Ree. Smoking. This building is in complete ruin.
But wait.
Ruins.
I would like everyone to know that if you are watching this and you have like X-ray or the back, like X-ray on Amazon.
On Amazon Prime, it gave the wrong
description. They gave the wrong info.
Yeah. That's what they what Prime was talking about, what X-ray was talking about, was describing was the... There's an ad earlier in the movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's earlier. It might have been later. Where she's popping a pill.
Yes.
And that's actually a birth control
pill. And the writers say it's birth control pill. And there's a line where they say about the setting sun in Japanese. Right,
they're translating what that song is, what they're saying.
But she's clearly taking a pill, and the writer says it's a birth control pill because, you know, population control, so because of overcrowding. But with what JF says right now, while they're in the elevator, he states, when she asks him while they're in the elevator, live here all by yourself? And he's like, no housing shortage here. And it's very smoky. There's diffuse lighting. I love these old style elevators, even though they terrify me when I'm riding in them.
This is still.
There are still places that have elevators like this.
The Bradbury Building.
There are still places that have these elevators. They scare the bejesus out of me. They usually have the operator.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the house, the building, you know, there's garbage everywhere.
The mannequins freak you out the way they
freak
me out.
There's mannequins everywhere. So odd. He's really taken over the whole building. Because nobody else lives there.
That shot of the mannequins is masterful. You just see the silhouette against the light
so
shining
creepy.
Through.
It's, they really get that creepy thing
shot.
Going. Like nobody's business.
Such a gorgeous shot.
And there's just, it's creepy. But it's so dirty. You're the only one who lives there. You can't, like, take out the trash.
Why is JF inviting this strange woman into his apartment?
Because she smiled and giggled at
Does
him.
Does he honestly think he's getting laid right now?
No, he's just happy to help this pretty girl.
Jesus Christ. Men are... Truly pathetic. Truly, truly pathetic.
Women are the ones who are more sympathetic when it comes to stuff like this and more likely to help someone. But anything for tail, right? Is that what you're trying to say? But I don't think he's thinking it's himself.
No, not really.
He's like, this is a pretty girl who laughed at with him and smiled with him, and he's just friendly.
He's obviously a nice guy, a simple guy, and he probably honestly thinks he's just helping a fellow human out.
Yeah, but until she prompted him that she's hungry, he wasn't thinking of helping her.
I think he was so nice that he didn't want to impose.
I don't think it even dawned on him.
Scare her even more by inviting her in.
It dawned on him.
I think he turned. No, no. What I'm saying is he turned away in their first encounter. So because he just wanted to make her comfortable, and not stand there creepily. You know?
I just don't think it dawned on him to invite her because he seems a little simple.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he dig in this building. Seriously, it's so dark and dirty in this building, but the way the lighting flows through with like these, it looks like spotlights.
Yeah.
Like
well,
off of buildings.
That might be from the... Did the blimp have?
It could be from the blimp. That's what I mean.
And spotlights.
It could be that, through. But the way it shines.
Did they
through,
know am I right? They
yes.
had lights shooting
yes.
off of it. Okay.
It could have been police cars too, for all we know. Later on, it shines through in such a bright way, and with the smoke, it's so dark in there. But you can still see the detail of like the brickwork, and you could see this like these reliefs and this ironwork for gates and the ironwork for the elevators as they're coming up, and then there's still light that's coming from the elevator. There's a lot visually that's happening in this scene. But seriously, if you live alone in that building, why can't he clean up? Like, take a shovel, take a garbage can.
What, you think he's supposed to, clean the whole building?
He's keeping mannequins downstairs.
Why do you assume this is his entire, this is his building?
He just said, she
that
asked him.
He runs
him.
The building.
She said, live here all by yourself.
No, what I mean is, he doesn't run the building.
I'm assuming that stuff down there is his.
I'm assuming that they abandoned this building. Like, there is no owner. This place is in complete disrepair, and it's been abandoned. And he's just squatting.
I don't think he's squatting, but I think he's the last resident of the building. But that is clearly his junk.
I don't even think he's paying rent anymore.
It doesn't matter.
You know?
My
point is, why would you go downstairs and start cleaning up the whole building?
But you live there, right?
All right, hold on a second. We live in a building.
Yes.
So the day comes where we're running out of food, resources, whatever. They say, you gotta go. Everybody's gotta go. So everybody leaves. There's no more supers. There's no more porters. There's no more police. There's nothing. There's nobody. And we're left here. With their mess in the hallways. There's discarded clothing.
Yes, I would clean
furniture.
It up.
We're supposed to clean up their stuff?
I would clean it up. You know why? Because I got to live in it.
Jesus Christ.
This is why you don't pick up around the house.
You're,
because you figure it's not yours. I don't have to touch it.
You're as pathetic as
JF. So you don't
change
the toilet
Sebastian.
Paper roll because you didn't do it, so there's no reason for you to change it. Whereas I'm like, no. That's why I go out into our hallway and sweep the hallway, even though the hallway is communal, because I don't want to walk through the muck.
You think he's fixing the elevator and he's repairing yes, pipes and doing
100%. Everything?
Right, what are you getting all excited about?
Because I'm very annoyed with you with thinking that it's okay to walk through the muck, whether it's your muck or not.
I didn't say it's okay, but if he's going to choose to live here after what clearly happened has happened to the place...
Then who wants to live in filth?
But it's not right.
It is 100% right.
Because he can't just clean the whole building.
But he's the only one who lives there now. You think he's not adding to that muck every day? See, this is why I volunteer and do, like, coastal cleanups, and you're just like, I'm going to sit home and watch the Doctor Who
Christmas
special.
And watch Blade Runner, and you're welcome, because that led us to this podcast.
Terrible.
Which a couple people actually like, so.
Like, four of them, right?
You're welcome. We got a couple fans.
Four? Five? Not including your mom?
I guarantee you that TV is being picked up.
It may not, because now we're not using that powerful microphone.
The iPhone microphone is the most powerful microphone I've ever experience.
More than that one? It didn't pick up all the noise in our car?
What do you mean in the car?
Oh, I meant in, we recorded something while we were in the car one day. Oh, no, we were listening to something in the car.
That was video. We were making love.
No, that's not at all what happened.
That wasn't you?
No, that was Fred. Are we going to try to do this in the car this weekend? We should try.
I guess, because I'm not investing any more money in this podcast.
Until we have
sponsors. I'm not buying another mic. No, I don't want sponsors. I don't want to go commercial at all. Millions of people love us, man.
Millions
of people. They're clamoring for us. You gotta see the emails I'm getting every day.
Can we post in the thing? We gotta post in the thing. I'm gonna do it.
Post what in the thing?
If anyone's gonna be there for
Comic-Con. We should do a GoFundMe for a new microphone.
We could. If everyone gives us $1, maybe we can get a new mic. But they won't hear this for 2 weeks.
In all honesty, we can get another microphone. I refuse to. I'm not gonna.
What if we get a sponsor?
No, maybe. I don't know. That depends on what happens. I'm not spending. What? I gotta spend $100 on a microphone? Checkers, the burger place?
Yes.
It's a tough call. You bastard. Yeah, of course I would. Only if they give me a custom-made Checkers microphone.
You want money for a microphone and coupons for free burgers every month.
I'll buy the burgers if they give me an awesome Checkers-designed microphone.
How would people see it to know that it's Checkers?
I'm about me, Sandra. I don't care if other people enjoy these things, okay? I want to enjoy them.
So how did everyone like Comic-Con?
Oh, were you just about to invite people to Comic-Con?
Yeah, but then they won't hear it for like 2 weeks, so we got to post
it. By the time they hear this, Comic-Con's
right, so you got to post in the thing if anyone's there on Saturday and Sunday to come find us.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty irresponsible of us. We should have... I think 22 dropped on the day we're recording this.
How would I know what drops when? We record weeks at a time.
Yeah, but we knew we were going to Comic-Con at the time.
We should have been saying it every week leading up to then, that's sure. But while we were recording these, some of these were recorded in the beginning of September.
We could just do it on Facebook right now.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I said. We've got to post on the thing. See, that's the benefit of using the iPhone now instead of the mic. Yeah, you can do like double dipping, multitasking.
You talk to them.
See, yeah, so this scene, you know, I'm still fixated on the dirt. I don't know why it bothers me that if you're living there, I feel like you should clean up your own muck. Otherwise, we're reduced to pigs, right? Living in our own filth.
That's not cool. Talk about something nice.
Can we talk about the fact that you're in the Alien uplifting. Revelations group online?
I am?
Yes.
No, I think that's a Discover. That's their...
No, you're suggested, but you're in a different Alien group, right?
No, I left that group.
Oh, why? It got too weird for you?
Yeah, I don't want to know about the reptilians that are taking over the government.
Are you going to post in our happy hour group or the main one?
I'm
going to
post in happy hour.
Not in the main one?
No.
Why not? Post them both.
This is just for friends. Close personal.
People. Aww, you guys are close personal friends if you're in our happy hour group.
So, what services do you think he lost in this apartment complex now? This poor guy.
Why do you assume he lost it?
Are there grocery stores open around there anymore? Like, what is he
doing? I'm assuming
doing?
He said he has food upstairs.
This guy's hunting squirrels.
Absolutely. There are no squirrels. You wouldn't kill an animal.
Future squirrels.
You wouldn't be able to kill an animal, remember?
They're all gone because of JF.
They're not all gone because of JF.
I really didn't tell you. They didn't say that in the call.
There are clearly grocery stores. There are people living in this town. It's not like he's somewhere far off. Be specific, that's New York Comic Con.
Talk to them.
I'm distracted by your typing.
Don't be rude.
I'm distracted by your typing. But, yeah, I'm turned off by how, like, dirty he's keeping his place.
So what's Pris's plan here? She's going to go up there. She's going to talk to him. and
she's gonna befriend
get
him.
Get the info, find out where
she's gonna befriend him. You gotta figure it's gonna take a little bit at least, and get the intel that they need, and say, "Can you take me there?" And then she'll introduce her team, and he'll be like, "Well, I like Pris, so it's okay."
Does Roy show up with Leon? No, he doesn't.
Roy shows up later.
But Roy shows up in this apartment without Leon, though. Remember?
Zed's dead.
Yeah.
Zed's dead.
And she says, "We're stupid. We'll, I don't want to ruin it."
Yeah, you spoiler.
But why doesn't she? It feels like there's a long stretch of time between now and then when Roy shows up. So why is she? Waiting so long?
39 minutes into the movie.
Well, why does she wait so long to ask to pop the question where to ask?
She has to gain his Tyrell's trust first. She doesn't want him suspicious. She doesn't know what he's about. She doesn't want him thinking that's the only reason she's there. She has to make him her friend first, and then she can be like, "Hey."
How long does it take to bang a guy and get information?
She's not banging him. She's making him her
friend.
Why
else was she sent in? She's the pleasure model.
Because they assumed he would be someone who's taking advantage of her.
They could have sent Leon to meet him at the bar and buddy-buddy with him.
First off, a guy's not going to tell you anything just because you had sex with him once.
With a guy?
Uh-huh.
You talking about JF and Leon?
No, I'm saying if JF had sex with Leon... If Pris had sex with JF, he wouldn't immediately tell her something. Yes, pillow talk leaves you more open to that, but not, like, immediately. She still has to gain his trust. And we don't really know how many the passage of days on here, because there's never really sunshine on the ground. Like, we don't know if Deckard spoke to Brian and then the next day went to do the VK machine on Rachel, or if that was the same day, and that's why he was so tired at the end of the day, because he never really got his breakfast. He had to eat it in a car. Then he went to see Brian, and then he went to do the VK, and then he went to look at the pictures, and then he's in the elevator. Like, that's a long day. He went to the hospital during that time too. We just didn't see it. So we don't know if that's one day or 2 days. Right. So we don't know if this is 1 day or 2 days so far has elapsed. There's not really anything that shows us the time. The dates.
Also, she could have been... We don't know where she's staying, so maybe she really was comfortable to stay in JF's house.
Of course, they need a place to stay that's safe, because if they were staying with Leon, well, that place is toast now.
Yeah, I guess she had to rest her bones, you know?
You have to have a place that's safe. But even if it takes a day or two, it's not like she's going to go up there, have a ham sandwich, and then like 20 minutes later, so how do we get into the Tyrell Corporation?
They're dying. They need answers as quickly as possible.
But he won't give them
I'm assuming, and I think I'm right, when we see Roy, first we see his hand. I think we see his eye first, but later on we see his hand.
And it's all discolored.
And he says, you know, time enough. And I think that's a sign of him dying.
Deterioration.
Yeah.
It could be the sign of where he worked.
I think he's seizing up. His hand is turning into this claw, into a fist, and
I don't know about
his
that.
Skin is getting discolored. I think they're actually dying right now.
I think he's the oldest out of them, and he's the one who turned them all.
Why don't we constantly have a list of their incept dates in front of us so we would know? Because they did have different incept dates.
Yes, but I think he's the oldest out of them.
Yeah, you think so?
And he's the one who turned them. Like, we have to do this. Do you know what's happening to us? And they're like, what do you mean? And he's like, I'll tell you what I mean.
What is this? You're making this up? This is
Yeah, that's
fan
totally
fiction?
What I think. It's a headcanon.
Where were they when they decided to come and do this?
In
they
a
were
colony.
Off-world.
Working.
Sitting at a bar? Like an after-hour replicant bar?
Just walking around until he found the people he wanted to be able to talk to.
Or in
to.
Like the back dirty area of a regular
Wherever.
Human bar.
No,
where
and he was just,
them.
He probably, because he also did security.
You're replicants. They're not,
he did security,
they're not welcome
right?
here.
He was part of the security, right?
I don't know.
So he, like the militia, so I'm assuming he was scoping things out while on guard duty and would find the replicants that were perfect for this idea of his. Of, we're going to get to Tyrell, and he's going to make it right, or I'm going to kill him. But I'm going to kill him anyway, because that's what I do. Because fuck him.
You did the cussies.
Sorry. Explicit.
You want to do one more?
I don't have notes for one more, and I have to eat and lay down for a little bit.
Quitter.
I'm sick.
All right, guys, let's see how this iPhone experiment turns out. We'll see you for minute 41. I'll see you there. Or I'll see you on another time.
That I'll treasure. upon us.